We are learning Masechta Pesachim Daf Mem Aleph Amar Beis, and we are starting from the last words of Mem Aleph Amar Aleph. Amar Rava, Ochlu No. Someone ate the Karban Pesach rear. He didn't know it's rear, it means a little bit cooked. The halacha is Yeloika Shtayim. You get two malchus according to Rava. What two malchus? First of all, Al Toichle Menu No. That's lav number one. And Al Toichlu Ki Im Tzliyesh. He holds that's a lav also. Lav Shiva Klalis, which includes a lot of things, is called a lav. So Yeloika Shtayim. Mevushal, if you eat a mevushal, like a shtayim wusa. Why? Al teichlu basha mevushal mayim, and al teichlu kiyim sliyesh. What about if you eat no mevushal? You take one kazayas of rear and one kazayas of mevushal. Loika shalosh, you got three malchus. For al teichlu no, al teichlu basha mevushal, and al teichlu kiyim sliyesh. The Tosfos Rid actually speaks out, you get four. Because you get two for each one. If you're a master, if you're two for each one, two for no, and two for basha mevushal. Loika shalosh means just three shemus. That's what it means. Abaye Omer, ain't like in a lav shiva kolos. Abaye says, no, you only get for no if you eat no. You only get, which means rear. You only get one for rear and one for vashel mevashel. Because you don't get a malchus on al toichlu kiyim sliyesh, because lav shiva kolos. Again, what does lav shiva kolos mean? Lav shiva kolos means that if it includes a lot of things in the same lav, it's not one specific thing. That's called lav shiva kolos. Here when it says al toichlu kiyim sliyesh, it means anything that's not sliyesh you're not allowed to eat. It's a lot of different things. That's already not over the lav shiva Abaye shita. Now, in Abaye has two versions. Igad the Amri, when Abaye said ain't like a lav shiva klalos, tartiu de lo yilaki, chodom yilaki. So, if this version really holds, you could be over a lav shiva klalos, but that's only if you're not being over for a more specific lav on the same thing. But if you're ready over else, no, well, al vashu mavushal, you can't be over a lav shiva klalos also. But if you're not being over anything else, let's say you're eating it. You weren't master him. You didn't give him masra'a for vashel mevushel. No, you could be chayiv on this. We're not sure. It's two versions. The second law should be nothing. There's two versions in these words. Ikadami, it's all God's continuation. Ba'is is the ain't like us of Klalos. Ikadami, tarti lo loki, chodem yiloki. Or anything else. Ikadami, chodem yiloki. Nothing. Lo miyachid lave. It's not miyuchid, kalav de chasima. We know that Malchus is said next to the lav of Chasima. That we learn out from that din of being muzzling a behemoth while they're eating, we learn a lot of halachas from there. And since there it's a specific lav, that's only the way of Malchus, a specific lav, and this is not a specific lav, so ain't like a lav shiva klalos. That's the two versions of Abaye. And the same type of machlokes, Rava and Abaye, you have by Nazir. The halacha is a Nazir is not allowed to eat anything that comes from grapes, and the pasuk is specific. It says you can't eat the pits and the peels, the zag and the chatzanim. So it says in the pasuk, "Kol yim in Israel, mikol ashiyasim megefen ayayin. Anything that's made from gefen ayayin, mechatzanim vazag lo yoichel." Now, kol ashiyasim megefen ayayin is a lav shiva klalos. It's koil a lot of things. It's koil the pits and peels. It's also koil the lulavim. It also includes the vines and all different things. Of it, so it's called lav shiva klalos. So therefore, Rashi gives the list. Rashi says chatzanim v'zagim v'anovim lachim v'yaveshim grapes, wet grapes, fresh grapes, and dry grapes v'alim and leaves v'lovim and the stalks. All different parts of it. It's all included in kol shiyasim. That's the lav shiva klalos. So you have here kol shiyasim v'gefen yayin mechatzanim v'zag. So Rava ma ochel zag, you eat the pit like a shtayim. You get malchus for two things, for the zag and for kol ashiyasa. Chartzon, you eat the peel like a shdayim. One for the, it says, chartzon, chatzanim, and one kol ashiyasa. Zog v'chartzon, a kazayas of each, like a sholish. You get three malkas, maybe four malkas, like Tosfos Rid says. That's Rav Shita. Abayom, ain't like a lav shiva klalos. You don't get a malkas and lav shiva klalos. Kol ashiyasa is lav shiva klalos. Ikadam, tarti, deloy loki, you don't get two. But chodam, you're lucky. If you're not getting, in the case, you're not getting for the zag or chatzanim, you'll get for kol ashiyasa. It's not miyuchid like the lava chasima, and therefore you won't be chayv on lav shiva klalos. Tanu rabbano, learn to the brayso more dinim about eating karban pesach rear and when you eat it. So let's see the brayso. Ochal kezayis no boy joim. If someone eats a kezayis of karban pesach, he eats it rear, but he doesn't eat it that night. He eats it before pesach, which is not the time of the mitzvah karban pesach. So the halacha is the bride says you're potter. Kezayis no meshechashecha is chayiv. But if you eat the kezayis no after it's dark, then you chayiv. At the end of the day, the bride is saying is the chiyiv for eating something rear is dafka when there's a mitzvah to eat the Karban Pesach. All kezayis slim boy joim. If you ate the Karban Pesach the correct way, roasted erev Pesach, halacha is Loi pasos atzmai brechaburo. You don't pass yourself brechaburo. What does that mean? The halacha is you're not allowed to eat the carbon pesach in two different spots. So maybe if you eat erev pesach here, you lost your opportunity to eat it with the chabura. The halacha is no. It's not achila. It's erev pesach. But kazayis sli mishachashecha. But once you eat the kazayis sli mishachashecha, wherever you ate it, you got to eat it. You have to stay there. You can't eat another place. Posla asbe chabura. You can't eat. The halacha is you're not allowed to eat in two different places. Eino oichel b'shtev kaimis, like Rashi brings down, says bayis echad, and therefore you'll pass yourself from eating together with the chabura. That's the brice. We don't know the drashas yet, but that's the brice. The brice basically said that if you eat something erev Pesach, nothing happens. Not lechiv, and not when you have eating something that's kosher, you not separate yourself from the bnei chabura. Tanya, that's not a brice. This brice now tells you what to have in the drashas. Maybe you would say that if someone eats a rear piece of Karan Pesach before Yontif, Erev Pesach is b'chayim. And why? I'll tell you it's a Kav HaChayim, technically. But then it's a Kav HaChayim. Uma b'sha'ah, sh'yesh b'kum ha'chayel tzli, madach in a time when I'm allowed to eat the Karan Pesach. Still, yesh d'bal techano, if I get a laugh for eating it rear, b'sha'ah sh'ayin b'kum ha'chayel tzli, it's such a not the right time. You're not allowed to eat it tzli, and then sh'yesh d'bal techano, of course you can't eat it raw now. So it's a Kav HaChayimer. Madach in the time when I'm allowed to eat the Karan Pesach. This thing is not a Dava Aser. I can't eat it raw. So Erev Pesach, for sure I can't eat it raw. Or whatever, rear. Or a different drasha. I'll say even more. Or even more, maybe. B'shosh ain't ever come out of sli. Maybe Dafka Erev Pesach, when you're not allowed to eat sli, yesh d'Bal Techano, then you're not allowed to eat rear. But b'shosh yesh d'Bal Techano, maybe at night, when I'm allowed to eat it, sleep, maybe then ain't about techonah, no lav at all. Even at night, maybe. Maybe the opposite will say. It's more of a lav erev Pesach. V'alta tama, that you don't lav at night. Teri hutta mechlalo, it's a sleep. L'maisa, it became more lenient at night, because told the night you couldn't even eat it, sleep. Now you can eat it, sleep. So maybe, if I eat a rear, no chayav a lav. Tama loymar, atoichlan venuno, ovosho, vushel, b'mayim, kiim, sleech. She'ein tama loymar, kiim, sleech. Why does it say these words, kiim, sleech? When you have the mitzvah of achosli yesh to b'al techono, then you have the lav of eating a rear. When you don't have the mitzvah of eating a rear, of eating it at all, there's no lav of eating it rear. Now, I'm sure it's bothering everyone that we just use this drasha kiyum slaves. We're using it to tell you this hekesh. That the only time you have an issa to eat a rear is only v'shas tliyesh. Sounds like it's extra. Loi tam alem kim tliyesh. What do you mean? We just said before, we need it for the lav shiva klalos. At least v'rava. Even v'abaya, maybe we need for lav shiva klalos. So lav. So tais is a small little tais v'sh. Ein tam alem asas kasha. Afgav the itzirik lehalkus lav shiva kim tliyesh. So he answers a few words there. If you look at the Marsha, Arichas, how to answer tais teret. Tais teret basically is that it's like ein hekesh lemechza. Once you have those words, to tell you the hekesh, it's here to stay, and it also teaches a lot. It teaches both things. You don't say one thing without the other thing, but it's important kash to speak out. But the word is in hekesh and mechza. Rebbe Yomer, I have a different drasha here. Rebbe Yomer, ekra ani, it says bashal. Why need two times bashal? Ma time on bashal, shiachal, ein liyosh bishlum shechashaycha. So now this drasha, I'll teach the way Rashi teaches, and then we'll talk about it. Rebbe's fit Rashi, it's a new teach. Rebbe says, I have a mina. Yochol, ain't li alish a bishlum shechashaycha. Maybe you only chayef for eating cooked Karan Pesach if you cook it at night. Boslo boy doim, if you cook it by day, menayin, hayro ye chayef, tamalema vosho vosho kom okim. A double loshim vosho vosho. That's the way Rebbe learns our drasha. Rebbe learns our drasha is that you need a drasha to teach you that you have to cook, even cooking it by day is chayef. Now, Frank the Mashah, what's the havamina? What's the when you cook it? This is eating it cooked. Who cares when you cook it? And therefore, Mashah doesn't like this drasha. And Mashah learns the drasha is how do you know you chayiv for even if you cook it with boydoyim and you eat it with boydoyim, you chayiv for eating boydoyim. It'll argue in the Gemara 4. That's how the Mashah learns this Gemara. But Rashi learns the Gemara is that how do you know if you cook it Erev Yontif, it's still called cook? Nine. How long a boshel vushel come up with double lashon? Frank the Gemara, hi boshel vushel afki rebbe let's likado sham ashken. Break the mark. We use that pasuk for something else. We use it teaches that Shar Mashkin is a bishul, the same bashul vushul. So the mark is two drashas here. Why? Why does it change it? It's double lashon and changes. My bashul and vushul Shar Natarti is two drashas. First of all, double lashon, And second of all, changes the words, teach us, first of all, that Shar Mashkin Yechayiv Abishal, and according to Rashi, the Yechayiv, if you cook it Erev Pesach. And again, Fidim HaShah, he learns that it's a Chayiv, if you eat it cooked Erev Pesach. And he argues in the Gemara before, it says the Erev Pesach is not Chayiv for his Dinim. He holds the all Chayiv for his Dinim, even on Erev Pesach. Torah Rabbanan. Ochol Tzli M'Boid Yoyim. Someone eats Tzli M'Boid Yoyim. Chayiv. Now, what's the chiyuv here? What's the moral to tell us? Saying, eat Erev Pesach, a Karm Pesach Tzli, chayiv. And Kazayis no, rear, Meshach HaSheicha, it's also chayiv. Ketani Tzli, so that's Pasha, Kazayis no, Meshach HaSheicha, that's Pasha. But Ketani Tzli, don't mean the no. Ma no, Balav, it's a lav, that's Pasha, the Altaichu no. Av Tzli, Balav. So, we know what the lav is. Al Tzli, no, which lav? Even something Erev Pesach, the lav? Which lav is that? El Slim Alon, Tachsiv, Akos, Abbas, Belay Laza, Belay La In, Beyoim Loi. The Dosha is like this. It's Akos, Abbas, Belay Laza. It's a deer. Belay La In, Beyoim Loi. You're not allowed to eat the Karm Pesach by day. And it's a lav. Freight to Gemara, that's a say, not a lav. Hai lav, Abbas, Makal, Aseyu. Vichol lav, Abbas, Makal, Aseyu. Any lav, any Isser that comes from Asay, it's a deer from Asay, is Asay. Here it says, you have to eat it by night. It's mashma by day and I'll eat it. That's how I say. Om Rav Chisto, Hamani Rav Yehudi. It's going to Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda's sheet is that anytime it says, well, I'm giving you a little akdama before, but anytime it says lemar in a parasha, that's a lav. And we'll see it inside now. Rav Yehudi, the Tanya, learned in the Braisa. The halacha, it says in the pasuk in the Torah, Shar v'seh sarua, a shar v'seh, which is sarua, which is a type of mum, which means one of its eyes is bigger than the other eye, or one of its legs is bigger than the other leg. It's called Sarua, the Kalot, which means that its hooves are closed. It says in the pasuk, Nadova Tasai Sai, don't bring it for a carbon, Nadova Tasai Sai, Makdash it for Bedek Abayis, for the coffers of the Beis HaMikdash. And we make a diak in that brisa. Oysay at the Matvis Bedek Abayis. That type of animal, you Matvis for Bedek Abayis. Be at the Matvis to be Bedek Abayis. But you can't take a behemoth that's not a Balmum and give it to Bedek Abayis. Mekan Omru, called Matvis to be Bedek Abayis, Oyavayasai. You see from here that anyone who takes a complete, without a mum, a complete animal that's completely whole, with no mum, with no blemish, that if you give it to Bedek Abayis, Oyvavaseh, Eliel Abaseh, B'loy Sasminai, Heinor L'loy Sasseh, so the Bryce says, Tavalema, Vayedaba Hashem Amoisha Lemar, Limit Akol Parashakula, Shiva Lavs L'loy Sasseh, the Rebbe Yudah, that post, since it starts with Vayedaba Hashem Amoisha Lemar, teaches us L'loy Sasseh. And our parasha here also, by Karim Pesach, starts off by, I think, Vayedaba Hashem Amoisha Aaron Lemar. So it says Lemar also, that teaches us that also by Karim Pesach, if you eat it by day, you get a lav. Walk. It says, and it says Lamar, like Tosha speaks out, the only time Lamar is alive, if you have a lav of Baba Chava Asay. It's not every time it says Lamar, in the parasha is there a lav. No. It means if there's a lav of Chava Asay, it turns it into a lav. Omele, the last Gemara here, before to that, how do you see Lamar means a lav? Omele, Rebbe, Lira, Kapara, my mashba, what do you see where Lamar means a lav? Omeloi, this the chsiv lemar, which means loy nemar b'dvarim. There's a lav nemar here in these words. Lemar is like is abbreviation for loy nemar b'dvarim. There's a loy it said over here. Be'rav amar lemar stands for lav amar. Tell him not to do it. So either way, lemar is a lav, and therefore we're saying fear of Yehuda. There's a lav here by Karim Pesach also. So therefore, if someone eats something erev Pesach, atzli chayiv, which lav the lav of lemar.